and welcome Dr. K's unofficial ER podcast. This is the second podcast of the summer, and I hope you're enjoying it. I've been getting some nice comments and everything from you guys, and I appreciate it. Keep the comments coming. And also, if you have general ER questions, please feel free to email me at erpodcast@yahoo.com. Now, I'm decided to do a little different thing this week. We're going to include a new section because since you guys are going through ER withdrawal, I decided you guys need some news. And I researched, and it looks like John Stamos is going to be coming back next season, and as well, one of my favorite reoccurring characters is coming back, and that's Sally Fields. I am so thrilled to have her back, and I'm sure you guys are. Also, ER has been renewed through 2008, so look for season 14 coming up. Now, we're going to be talking about favorite reoccurring characters, and that means characters who were never in the main title sequence. So, let's see. Let's start off with the nurses. The nurses are so very, very important to ER. They can lend some comedic relief in the must-needed times, or a good knock of sense in the head. Let's start off with Connie. I miss Connie desperately. My favorite Connie moment was when she was, 9 months pregnant, and she was hearing about beet soup at Doc McGoo's that sent all the women off into labor. So she goes over there, and a surprise baby shower is there, and it's adorable, and I love Connie, because she was kind of a hard-ass with a heart, and she was great. Another one that I love, of course, is Lydia. Lydia is adorable. You know, she's the older nurse of the ER. But, what was her husband's name? Ernie? That romance was so adorable, and I miss her. I really miss her. I hope she comes back sometime. You have to mention Malik. Malik is great. He's a smart ass sometimes, but he's a smart ass when he needs to be a smart ass. Who else? Yoshi? I haven't seen Yoshi in a while, and he was great. He didn't have much of storylines like the rest of them had. Well, Malik hasn't had one yet, but, you know, he's been on long enough. I still like Yoshi. He was adorable. And you cannot forget about Hale. Hale is probably the most famous nurse, you know, recurring nurse, that is. She has a heart of gold, but she tells it as it is. She will knock some sense into your head. If you're not behaving yourself, she'll smack you on the back of your head, metaphorically, or maybe literally. And it was great seeing, remember the weight loss? It was such a shock to see Yvette post-weight loss, and I was just shocked to see her. I was like, holy crap, is that Hale? And I applaud that she's gained weight back, but who cares? She's awesome. And we can't forget Chani. She had that romance with Mark when Mark had his motorcycle. And Chani is a personal favorite of mine because she's those little dimples and she always wears braids. She's adorable. Speaking of adorable, what about Wendy? Wendy was cute. She was great. I don't miss her, but she was great. There's just been some terrific nurses. And now, the desk clerks. The desk clerks are probably, aside from the nurses, one of my favorite staples of the ER. They're funny and rarely compassionate. Jerry is the exception. And they just, they're hilarious. Let's start out with Prank. Prank is awesome. Probably one of the best characters in ER history, with the exception of maybe Romano. Frank is an ass, but he's a great ass. He's racist, and it's hilarious. But let's not forget, Frank has a heart of gold, one that we don't see in the ER. Remember when he had his heart attack, and his wife and Janie came in, and how sweet was Janie? It was great. And to hear how much he talked about Neela, how she was his favorite, and how he just watches them and they're proud, he's proud of them, I was in tears. He's an ass in the ER, but at home, he's awesome, and I'm tearing up just thinking about it. And Jerry's great. He's afraid of the rain because he has been struck by lightning numerous times. We've seen him get struck once. He's sweet as hell. He's, you know, a big moose with these arms that I know would feel great wrapped around you in a nice hug. Of course, at the end of the season, he got shot. And that, I don't know, that was shocking, and I am devastated already. I don't know if he lives or dies. I hope he lives, because I love Abraham Ben-Ruby. Abraham is a fantastic actor, and shoot, come on. And I don't know. If Jerry dies, that's going to be a big blow to the ER. Another desk clerk that I loved, who I just love, is Randy Frozak, who pioneered Randyware. She's played by Kristen Minter, who starred with Vanilla Ice in Cool as Ice. Randy, she was, you can tell she's lived a little bit. I mean, she's young and everything, but you can tell she's one of those girls who've lived. You know, she doesn't care about ER protocol. She'll wear her slutty uniform, quote unquote, and chew gum and give people attitude. I love it. I miss her desperately. I love Randy. I even wrote a fan fiction about her called True Feelings, so check it out at fanfiction.net. I love Randy, and I think she had, quote-unquote, maybe she'll come back because she's still signed on for ER. She has great potential. Remember when she showed everyone Randyware, that gold bra with all the fringe on it? That is totally Randy. I mean, I love her because she's so outrageous. Okay, another reoccurring character that I liked was Chuck, the flight nurse, a.k.a. Susan's boyfriend, father of Cosmo. He had great potential to be a better character if Sherry Stringfield didn't leave. He was sweet, and he was sweet in the field, it seemed. He got a few good quips, but I did like him a lot, and I do, and is he the one that killed Romano? I can't remember offhand. But he had great potential, and I was sorry to see, well, I guess I didn't see him leave. It was just all of a sudden he was gone because Sherry, but Chuck was great, and I liked him, and I loved how sweet he was when Susan was pregnant, and he sounded like a great dad, a warrior, but a great dad. Okay, the paramedics. The paramedics are great, and I like seeing, you know, I like seeing familiar faces every time the ambulance doors open, like Pam's great, and, but of course, I have to mention my two favorites, since this is a favorite reoccurring, is Shep and Raul. Shep and Raul were fantastic characters. They played off one another so well. you can tell that they have been partners for a long time. I can't say they acted like brothers, because they were brothers in every sense of the word. And of course, okay, I'm not crying. The episode The Healers, when Raul died, that still is a very, very difficult episode to watch. That's probably my number one episode of ER ever. It showed Ron Aldridge, who plays Shep, if you don't know, and you should. It showed his real acting ability, and just seeing, like, post-Raul, Shep was dark, and him and Carol, you know, after that, it was kind of hard to watch. Shep was kind of smothery, it seemed. I don't know. Maybe it was just me that saw that, or maybe not. I loved Shep, and I know tons of people did. My friend Angela has a Ron Eldred website that I'd love for you to check out. It's www.unofficialroneldred.net. Let her know that Carmela sent you. It's a great website, and it has a lot of Ron information on it. So keep up with him. And I'm just thinking about that. And I'm watching Raul. It's still getting me. I mentioned Pam. I have to mention Sandy. Remember when Sandy broke her leg? That was great. Not for Sandy, but for me. Like I said, it's really great being able to look into the background and everything and see these familiar faces. Even if it's Kit, you know, the OR nurse, who's a real bitch, but awesome. You know, Wendy and, well, Wendy's not there anymore, but Riley is not there anymore, but remember Riley? EMT, he was great. And, you know what, reoccurring characters will be reoccurring on every episode of ER, and new favorite ones will pop up. I'm sure John Samos will be one, and of course, John Leguizamo was one, and he was fantastic, but we'll mention him a little in a few weeks. Next week's podcast will be death. You know, Dr. Green's death, Lucy, Joshua's, the Kovach family's death, Raul, I just mentioned, so maybe not him, but you never know. Carla's death, Dennis Grant's death. Remember Dennis? We'll talk about him next week. So, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and remember, I would love some comments on death, ER death. How did Dr. Green's death affect you? Did you cry or whatever? How did Lucy's death shock you and disturb you? I would like to hear some comments and how you felt when that particular death happened. I would love to hear it. So send it to erpodcast@yahoo.com. And until next week.